Hi, Marty Lurie here, Mark Gonzalez of the Chicago Tribune. It's always great to talk some ball with him, especially about the Chicago Cubs or anything, really. Gonzo, part of the Bay Area. Well, it's been an interesting winter for the Cubs, so to say the least. Darvish is here, Arrieta is gone.
Yeah, it was a big kaboom. It happened late, just before spring training started, but there was always that feeling that Theo Epstein was going to make that late strike, and he did it with Yu Darvish.
So what does it look like? Darvish, of course, we saw in the World Series, he got lit up, but they say he was tipping his pitches. Arrieta's gone, so how about the trade?
You can look at it that way. I think what the Cubs felt is that they needed a guy with swing and miss stuff. And Darvish has averaged over 11 strikeouts per nine innings. He's got deluxe stuff. The problem is, or the issue is, can he put it together? And I think the Cubs feel, with all their analytics department people, their scouting department, they think they can get the most out of him. Whereas with Jake was tremendous these last 3 years here, but you saw a dip in velocity. There wasn't as much swing and miss stuff. I think the Cubs felt all along that Darvish was going to be their guy. And I think once Jake had that Cy Young year in 2015, the demands on his next contract were going to be so prohibitive that they couldn't see bringing him back.
All right, good analysis here by Mark Gonzalez. Closer. Now, Greg Holland is still out there. Wade Davis is in Colorado. Brandon Morrow is here. Now, they say, all right, give him the ball. He'll save 45. Can that happen?
It might happen. I think the bigger issue with Brandon is his health. Can he hold that closer's role? Can he go back-to-back games for an extended period? You know, he's only pitched, I think, 45 games only once or twice since his rookie season. That's asking a lot, but I mean, the guy's stuff is deluxe, and I'm not saying that because there are a lot of Cal listeners out there.
Very good. Good to drop that one in. Gonzo with us from, of course, the Chicago Tribune. He covers the Cubs. Wilson Contreras, he got in the news over the winter. Of course, the pace of play stuff. He says, I don't care. I'm going out there as much as I want. Well, the umpires have said if he goes out there that extra time, goodbye.
Yeah, and good luck trying to tackle him. He's like a wild bull out there. But Wilson's a guy who's going to speak his mind. He's a very excitable guy. He's going to say what's on his mind. Sometimes his emotions can get the best of him, but I think there's going to be a happy medium here with these mound visits. And I think Joe Maddon has alluded to earlier that it's kind of organic, be a work in progress. There's a lot of pressure on the umpires as well to get this right. And I think that in the end, Wilson and everybody else will find some common ground.
All right, we'll see. But someone's going to test it. I guarantee you that. How good is a Cub team? And you've been through the World Series and the near misses and all that.
This team, it's been fascinating. They feel like they got something to prove this year, which I think is refreshing. They're not resting on their 2016 laurels. And if you go around the roster, everybody has a spot they can improve on, and noticeably, you know, whether it be John Lester, his walks increased quite a bit, which led to an ERA increase of over two runs. Kyle Hendricks is out almost 2 months with a finger injury. He feels he's got something to prove. And then Darvish, you saw what happened in the World Series, and I thought it was kind of interesting that Darvish isn't skirting from his issues in the World Series, and he feels that he wants that shot to prove to everybody that that was just a fluke, that he's a better pitcher than that.
I think maybe the biggest one for me was Schwarber. Boy, look at him. I mean, he's starting to look like us.
Yeah, he looks great. I mean, he says he lost 30 pounds. They said, no way, you lost 35 or 40. But he's moving around better. The big thing for him is going to be getting that batting eye back, because once he lost that batting eye, he wasn't even a hitter. He was just a slugger, and it compounded things, and it started to snowball. He had a decent second half. He hit about 18 homers, .255 average. But the big thing for him is getting on base and being more selective at the plate.
So is he the left fielder?
He's got every shot to hold that spot down for majority of the time, because Ben Zobrist is banged up quite a bit. He's going to just take whatever playing time he gets. He'll be out there some, but it's Kyle's job to lose, is my feeling.
So we got Hayward in right, and what's the rest of the outfield?
Outfield's going to be fascinating, because there's another issue. It's a leadoff spot, and right now Ian Happ has taken that job and kind of running with it quite well. He's been a different guy since he showed up to camp. He's more assertive, more outgoing, whereas last year he was a rookie, came up in mid-May, kind of minded his P's and Q's, was very quiet, his answers were short. He's a different guy this year, and he's really taken that leadoff spot to heart. He's done a terrific job so far. I know it's spring training, but you can see his batting eye. He's being more selective, and he's taking better routes in the outfield as well. And then you got Albert Almora, who's the more seasoned outfielder out there, and he had a terrific day out in Peoria, you know, with a double and single. So he might be a late comer. He's had more on his resume at the big league level than Hap. So it's going to be interesting to see how it plays out.
Yeah, a lot of players on the Cubs, a lot of players, and a lot of good young talent. And that's why they're probably in the Central, the class of the Central once again. Mark Gonzalez with us, Chicago Tribune. Joe Maddon's always a good story. He's always coming up with something in spring training. What is it this year?
Artwork, art and baseball. He's brought out a bunch of paintings, you know, one with the Mona Lisa out there. He read a book on Leonardo da Vinci in the offseason. He's kind of incorporating some of his thoughts on a painting. You know, you got one of those paintings has the Wrigley Field scoreboard in the background. There's a piece of equipment, I won't say what it is, but it's placed on one of the paintings. So it kind of gives you the feel of art and baseball to some people anyway.
You like him?
I like Joe a lot, and I was lucky to have known him, you know, about 8 years before he became manager of the Cubs. He also played in Santa Clara for an independent team in 1979, so he's got a history with the Bay Area and speaks of it very fondly. So, but Joe overall, you know, he paid his dues as a coach and manager and scout in the minors and then got to the Angels. So I think he appreciates those days, what he learned from people like Gene Mock, Preston Gomez, the Latchman brothers, especially at least Marcel in the Angels system.
Boy, great to have you on. Boy, this is going to be the year of the Cubs again. I could see it's funny. We do this every spring. Sometimes you, sometimes Paul Sullivan. And it's always, well, I don't know. But I think the Cubs are put it together pretty well.
Yeah, there's a different vibe this spring, and it's refreshing to see with the young guys taking it to heart.
All right. Gonzo, thanks so much as always.
Thank you very much.
That's Mark Gonzalez. Always a pleasure having him on. More coming up, KNBR 680, the sports leader.